This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise. It's July 13th, and today was the start of a recent and important global movement. On this day in 2013, Oakland, California resident Alicia Garza posted a message on Facebook containing the phrase, "Black Lives Matter." Her words, which were sparked by her outrage and sadness over the acquittal of George Zimmerman, a Florida man who killed a black teenager named Trayvon Martin the previous year, soon became a rallying cry throughout the United States. As the hashtag became popular on Facebook and Twitter, Garza and fellow activists Patrice Cullors and Opal Tometi built a network of community organizers and racial justice activists using the name Black Lives Matter. The phrase and the hashtag were then quickly adopted by grassroots activists and protests all across the country, particularly after the subsequent killings of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and a number of other African Americans at the hands of police officers or would-be vigilantes like Zimmerman. Also on this day in history, in 1930, the first men's World Cup soccer tournament began. In 1960, Senator John F. Kennedy was nominated for president. And in 1985, the first Live Aid concert was held in London. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.